Masechet Zevachim, Perek Yod Aleph, Mishnah Het. Mishnah says, Bishel bo kadashim veholim. Somebody cooked korban and regular food together in one pot. O kache kadashim vekadashim kalim. Or he cooked higher level korbanot with lower level korbanot together. Halacha is as follows. Im yesh bahem benoten ta'am, hare ha-kalim ne'echalin kahumarim. If there's enough of the higher level korban, or enough korban there, that it would give taste to the other food, then the more lenient food, in those two cases we brought, in the first one it would be the regular food, in the second case it would be the less level korban meat, they would have to be eaten with the same laws as the stricter food. The taste of that higher level food, the kadashim kalim, or the korban meat, gives over the flavor to the other less holy meat, and therefore they take on the stringencies of the more higher level holiness of that korban. So therefore, they would only be allowed to be eaten in the courtyard by male kohanim, and during the appropriate time period. The kache kadashim are allowed to be eaten on the day that the korban was brought, and then on the night afterwards. Hachamim explained at this point in the Mishnah that we add, there's something missing in our version, we add in that the pots have to be purged and rinsed, and the lenient food that absorbed the flavor of the strict ones disqualify other food by touch, by contact. If the lenient food was in touch with the kache kadashim meat and gives taste to it, let's say both of them were hot, then that food also acquires all the stringencies of that higher level korban, and also would become disqualified as notar during the same point, when the kache kadashim also become notar. The flavor of the kache kadashim goes into the kadashim kalim, and from there to another food, and therefore takes on all the stringencies, even though it was passed from food to food. So we add that into this part of the Mishnah. But that's all only in a situation where there is a sufficient amount of higher level food that would pass over the flavor to the more lenient food. But the pots would not be required to be purged and rinsed. They don't disqualify other foods by touching them. We're talking here about a situation where the lenient foods were with strict food, but there was no transfer of taste because of the amount that was there. So if there was no transfer of taste, we don't have to worry about anything. There's no need to kosher or purge the pots. And also there's no transfer of flavor, so they wouldn't disqualify other foods by touching them. We'll add in one more detail. Rakik shenaga birakik. If you have them in hot offering, that was disqualified, and the wafer of it was disqualified, and it touched a permitted wafer and transferred over some of the taste. Let's say both of the wafers were hot. Vahaticha behaticha, or a slice of meat from a disqualified korban, touched a permitted slice of meat and also transferred some of the taste to it, again, like they were hot. Lo kol adikikim v'lo kol hatichot asurin. We don't say that the entire second wafer or the entire second slice of meat become forbidden. Eno asur ela mekom shebala. Only the spot that absorbed the forbidden flavor from the disqualified wafer or disqualified korban, that becomes forbidden. But the parts of the second wafer or the second slice to which the flavor did not spread to, those remain permitted.